from Jehovah's Witness to NBA journeyman. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. It's spring cha-ching at Deal Volkswagen, where you'll save green on a certified pre-owned vehicle. It's like getting a new car without paying the new car price. They're basically selling them wholesale to the public, and they all come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report, great mileage, and better prices. Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, all with Volkswagen-backed warranties, all as fresh as springtime. Check out their inventory online and see the great quality selection that they have. Only showroom-quality vehicles and many with one owner. Real cream puffs and new inventory arriving daily. So check it often. Deal offers big savings, no hassle, and no fuss. Get hopping to Deal before you miss the savings. Visit today and you'll be like thousands of happy customers saying, it's all about the D-E-E-L. 3601 Bird Road, right near the U. Carfax vehicle history reports are based only on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. There was much fanfare over the trade deadline acquisition of Victor Oladipo by the Miami Heat. The team acquired Oladipo by dealing a couple of players deemed more than expendable, considering their contribution to salary ratio. Despite his injury history and pending free agent status, Oladipo was considered more than worth the wait. What was lost in the transaction, even if, as it has played out, he either didn't make much of a difference for Miami down the stretch of the regular season or ended up elsewhere next year. But the acquisition that has really paid dividends involved little buzz at all. In signing Dewayne Dedmon, Miami seemed to answer an even bigger need than Oladipo potentially provided by getting a big man who could alleviate some of the rebounding and scoring pressure on all-star big man Bam Adebayo. Dedmon is a definition of an NBA nomad and is unlikely a reason for what had been a recent surge, as one could imagine, for the team. A virtual unknown, Dedmon's path to this position is a blueprint for the definition of a basketball journeyman. Blocked by playing basketball in high school because of his mother's deep religious convictions, he was able to finally hit the gym in his senior year after overcoming her strict restrictions aimed at not having any such distractions from his devotion to being a Jehovah's Witness. He would wind up at Antelope Valley College, hardly considered a stepping stone to the NBA, where he played one season before transferring to the University of Southern California, USC. Undrafted after foregoing his final year of college eligibility in 2013, he was signed by Golden State, but wound up in the NBA's developmental league until landing in Philadelphia in 2014. That would lead to brief stops in Philly, Orlando, Erie Bay, San Antonio, Atlanta, Sacramento, Atlanta again, and finally, after being out of the league, in Miami. In 11 games with the Heat, he's averaged 13 minutes per contest with 8 points and 6 rebounds per game, and has provided a spark inside that was sorely missing during his brief stints on the court. It may not leave enough of an impression to guarantee this will be his last stop on his NBA tour, but it is impressive to see the 7-footer make a significant contribution nearly every time Spo taps him to come off the bench and play. It makes for an interesting sidebar to a strange Miami Heat follow-up season to their NBA Finals appearance a year ago. It seems Oladipo will be gone next year, but after what we've seen from Dedmon, it's no certainty we will see Dedmon walking from one more team. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files.